A sense of place today on the world. I'm Marco Werman. Nigerian-American writer Teju Cole doesn't pull any punches, and his new book is all about the intersection of tough topics, politics, race, and place.
I'm a citizen of two countries who is both at home in the world and not at home in the world, not at home anywhere, really. How does one encounter place and travel and literature and art coming from this placelessness?
Also, we'll connect the dots between the Clinton Foundation, the State Department, and Hillary Clinton's private email server. And a teacher has a tip for speaking the language of one remote Canadian tribe. Try not to spit.
Like, face away and then try it, like...
The story's coming up today on The World. Great to be with you again. And you know that feeling when you go away on vacation and it feels like nothing's changed? Well, guess what? I took off for a few weeks, R&R in Cape Cod, got back, and the war in Syria is still on. Refugees continue to ply the risky waters of the Mediterranean, and racism hasn't suddenly disappeared.
Racism is not somebody calling me the N-word. That happens very rarely. It does happen, but very rarely. Racism is the fact that black folks can't get a mortgage.
That's writer and photographer Teju Cole. We'll hear more from him in a few minutes. But first, another story that's been bubbling along since I've been gone on vacation. Hillary Clinton's emails from when she was at the State Department. Great twist, though, now from the Washington Post. They've had a long look at some emails that became public as a result of a lawsuit, and they seem to show that access to Clinton and her inner circle when she was Secretary of State may have been influenced by donations to the Clinton Foundation. The lead reporter for the Post was Rosalind Helderman. So the Clinton Foundation, the philanthropic arm of the Clintons, founded by Bill Clinton, presided over by both he and Hillary Clinton. What did you find to be the connection, Rosalind, between the foundation and the emails you were digging into?
Yeah, what we found was that there is this worldwide network of friends and supporters of the Clintons. They've been on the world stage for a long time, people who have given them political donations and also people who have persistently given them donations to the Clinton Foundation, who did appear from these emails to have a sort of back channel direct line into Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. Often these would come through Doug Band, who had been a longtime aide to Bill Clinton and was very active in the Clinton Foundation. And he would back channel to Huma Abedin, who was Hillary Clinton's deputy chief of staff, and say, this person, he's a good friend of ours. He's trying to get a meeting. He's been having trouble. And sometimes Huma Abedin would respond, you know, I'm working on that, or let me look into it. I'll see what I can do. It's important to note that sometimes these people seem to be seeking more than a meeting. And we have not found evidence that they would typically always get satisfied. We also have not found evidence that sort of the donations were linked directly to what they wanted. You know, this person gave $10,000, we should give them what they wanted. It's more of a kind of a culture of access, or people who are longtime supporters politically to the foundation had an ability to get through to Secretary Clinton that other people might not have had.
We should really point out that Public Radio International, which owns this program, The World, has contributed to the Clinton Foundation in the past. So what about the Washington Post?
As far as I know, the Washington Post has not contributed. It is important to remember, though, that the Clinton Foundation, we've done a lot of examination of this. They are indeed a real charity. They do good work around the world, and a lot of people have given money to them before the political season, in the time frame when she was Secretary of State. Giving to the Clinton Foundation was perceived as a sort of bipartisan do-gooder thing to do.
To be fair, it looks like being a donor to the foundation, the Clinton Foundation, was no guarantee that your favor would be granted, right? I mean, Bono experienced this.
Bono did experience this. Bono wrote to someone in the Clinton world and said that he wanted to try to find a way to get a hookup to the International Space Station during his concerts. Did anyone have any ideas? And the response back to that one from both Huma Abedin and Doug Band was no clue.
Is any of this illegal? And what about unethical?
Illegal would require a whole investigation, and the thing they would have to determine is whether there was a direct connection where a donation, a quid, was given in direct exchange for some kind of government action, and it would have to go beyond a meeting. So they would have to find a direct connection between a donation and an official government act. I don't think we've seen evidence of that in the emails that have come out thus far. Certainly, Republicans would like there to be a deeper investigation.